morning to the Big Z and to you. Happy to have you with us. This is Pat Heston. Mark Ellerbrock is, as my friends in Texas say, out of pocket today. He'll be back in tomorrow. But I am in his seat, or technically at his mic, because I don't sit at the seat. But he will be back tomorrow during this time. We've got a lot on tap for today. We've got the Big Five on the Big Z coming up probably later this hour. We'll see. We may have a story of the day. We have some history tidbits and trivia coming up. And just a reminder, this is the last day of the month. Tomorrow is May Day. So if you want to get excited about that, fine. But hold your enthusiasm until we're done with some discussion and some interviews here this morning. With me in studio right now are a couple of ladies who are here ready to talk about something very important. Stephanie Schrage from Challenge Unlimited and Michelle Whitman. Well, Stephanie, we'll start with you. Good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to have Challenge Unlimited and have you in for this. Can you? What I want to do real quick, if you can do it in a quick summary.
Sure.
People know the name Challenge Unlimited, but it kind of stops there with a lot of people, and they don't really understand the fullness of that organization. Can you take a minute maybe and just kind of bring us up to date on what we're talking about here?
I'm happy to. Challenge Unlimited, I used to say we were kind of a best kept secret locally.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's slowly but surely changing the more I do these kind of things. And I appreciate the opportunity to elaborate on what we do, because we are a lot more than people do understand. Our mission is to empower individuals with disabilities to live, work, and participate in their communities. Locally for us, we've been here for almost 65 years, it will be next year, doing this work throughout the community. So we do it in a variety of ways. We offer some wraparound services, employment being a primary focus of what we do. We also have 23 group homes in Madison and St. Clair County. And we run a couple of community day programs in Alton and Swansea. So serving over 2,000 individuals a year with disabilities, ranging from developmental to intellectual, and everything in between. We are a lot more. There's a lot more to us than I think people realize sometimes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you brought a guest with you.
I have.
Introduce her to us, please, and tell us a bit about her.
Absolutely, happy to do so. So, I've been on the show a couple times with Mark,
right,
and we talk a lot about, partnerships with the community and why that's really important to the work that we do.
Absolutely.
Especially from an employment standpoint. So I brought Michelle Whitman with me today from ABB Optical, another local business that we have recently partnered with, and she employs some of our individuals there at her facility in Wood River. So I thought, who better to speak to why this method works and why employing these individuals is so important than the HR generalist? So.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
Great.
Tell me what really motivates you in this whole organization and in your involvement in it.
Well, we partnered in one of our other locations with Easter Seals Society, mm-hmm, and Boone County School District in our Kentucky location, and I thought, why not do this locally here? I'm not familiar with a lot of the companies in this area that actually foster this type of program. So for me, it was something that I wanted to start up and promote. So I basically reached out to Challenge Unlimited and set up basically a tour of our facility. We're not a large facility. We're a little smaller, so we're not like a huge warehouse. We're a manufacturing lab where we make optical lenses. And we do train individuals from the ground up. So we're able to work hands-on, with individuals to teach them the skills that are required to work in an everyday society. So with that being said, we have employed and interviewed a few people from Challenge Unlimited, and we're looking here in the future to also increase that and hopefully employ a few more people at ABB Optical.
Yeah, I love it. Well, yeah, you do love it, I'm sure. I mean, it has to, in a sense, Stephanie, it has to kind of float your boat when somebody contacts you.
It's what we live for.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about how we were actually talking about when we were out there waiting to go on, mm-hmm, about the workforce and how, post-COVID in particular,
oh, yeah.
businesses
yeah.
are struggling to keep and retain and hire dependable talent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would be amiss if I didn't mention that we're on the cusp of Autism Acceptance Month and the beginning of Mental Health Awareness Month. So, you know, all that being said, reliable work does a lot for people. You know, when you speak about the individuals with disabilities that are unemployed or underemployed, it's over 60%.
Wow.
And, you know, more partnerships like working with ABB are what, you know, help us to be able to help more individuals and place more people in reliable and dependable workforces where the business benefits, the individual has a stable, safe place to work. And I mean,
right.
you know, that to me, I mean, even just we all struggle with knowing the safety of I've got a paycheck and I have to pay my bills. You know, imagine how staggering that can be when you're suffering with a disability. And, you know, you think about families that are concerned for their loved ones who, you know, need to have their own stability and independence. And so it's just, it makes me really happy to see partnerships like ABB.
Absolutely. Well, this is questions for either of you or both of you. Are there some preconceived notions businesses may have about autistic individuals or mentally challenged people that keeps them from really, you know, reaching out and getting with a program like this?
I can speak a little bit to that. So I think the notion is the time that they feel it takes to train individuals can slow down their production. But if you set up the program for success, you won't have that issue, speaking from what we're able to do where I'm at right now.
So that's what you've learned in the process, that
yes.
it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it does not have to be that
yeah.
way. And it's very positive and very, it can be sometimes even emotional for some of the individuals. You know, some of them, you know, they may feel a little frustrated, but you're able to show them that they can do what anybody else that's standing there in that production line can do. And I think that's very beneficial to them.
Absolutely. And I think that's where Challenge is able to support too, because, you know, it's not like you're just throwing somebody into an environment. We provide job coaches and,
yes.
you know, support systems so that if there is a challenge, that, you know, it can be addressed by the employer and the job coach and the individual, and they find a solution. And it's actually, I mean, to me, it's almost kind of crazy how it's easier than you would think it would be.
Hmm.
You know, it's hard to train anybody, right? We were talking about that too.
Correct.
Like, you invest all this time in training someone. You're going to do that whether somebody's got an autism issue or a disability or is on the spectrum or not.
That's right.
You know,
right.
and in these cases, you've got somebody who really wants to work, you
yeah.
know, and really values it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And shows up every day on time. Willing to work overtime. I mean, we've had just wonderful success, and the job coaches have been wonderful. They're very pleasant when they come in the door. They check in. They, you know, help them with their benefit signups. They assist them with how to set up the like their payroll apps,
direct deposits,
yeah. No. How to request time off. I mean, everything. Everything that anyone else would do, the job coach is also there to assist that individual and get them familiar and comfortable, and they're pretty much able to do it on their own afterwards. So it's a minute issue, a speed bump, as
yeah.
I would call it. So
yeah, I have an autistic friend of many years who is employed in the greater Alton area. He's worked in a place for years, and he knows everybody, and everybody knows him. And they will always ask for him. It's amazing. I mean, he's just kind of their favorite employee. But he's meticulous. He does exactly what he's supposed to do. He does it with excellence. He does it making people feel good about themselves and feel, you know, important. And that's a rare commodity
yes,
in today's world.
I agree.
It is.
But he just takes to that naturally.
Sure.
And it brings out something in people when they're able to deal with some like that in a workforce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The enthusiasm
yeah.
that I see when I'm passing through, you know, very humble, very, you know, just excited to be there, great for the opportunity. I couldn't ask for better employees. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I've always thought with Challenge Unlimited, those are two great words to put together.
Right.
Challenge, because this is a challenge to find work for people and help them out and get along in life. But the unlimited part is important in that. I was playing with that name earlier today as I drove into the studio, and I thought, yeah, that's a great.
We like to say there's no challenge too big and there's no victory too small.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
So, Michelle, you've kind of hinted at this, but what is there about this that you would encourage someone else by saying, hey, you need to try this. You need to get involved in this.
There's nothing negative about it.
Yeah.
It can't hurt anyone to try. You know, just give these individuals an opportunity. You know, meet with Challenge. Have them come in. Give them a tour. Tell them what you're looking for. Even like with the PM positions. I know that one of the employees wanted to be on a PM position. You know, we started them off on a day position, and then, you know, we're looking at transitioning if the employee still wants to move to the PM shift. We found sure. that
sometimes they get in there and change their minds.
They're happy with the group that they've learned with. And so, you know, the training that was involved and just the camaraderie that they've had with individuals. So try it. That's all I can say. Bring them in, have a tour. Meet with the individuals at Challenge, and I'm sure they'll find that it's very beneficial. There's not a negative thing I can say right. about it.
As I mentioned at the top of the program, tomorrow is May Day, May, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month. It's also Autism Awareness Month. Are there some preconceived beliefs we're still dealing with that are a struggle for you in your business that you would run into on a regular basis?
I think it's getting better.
Yeah.
I will say that. I think that the stigmas that, you know, once were really, really prevalent, mm-hmm. People are becoming more understanding that, you know, one in, I think, 20 individuals, children, is now diagnosed with autism and on the spectrum. And they call it a spectrum for a reason.
Right.
Everyone is different.
Right.
And that's, you know, no two cases are the same. No two individuals are the same. And I think that, you know, the beauty in that is we are learning to embrace differences and that everybody learns differently. But there's always more work to be done, mm-hmm. you know. And the more we get out and the more we talk about the fact that preconceived notions and assumptions get us nowhere.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
So giving people a chance and an opportunity is it tells us what we are as a society, right? I mean,
yes, it does.
You know,
it does.
Yeah. If we rule people out, and that's anybody, you know, so.
If we rule people out, we'll all get ruled out eventually.
Exactly.
So if people want to learn more, if people want to get involved, or somebody wants to say, like Michelle, hey,
I encourage them to reach out.
How do we go about doing that?
www.cuinc.org. That's our website. There's a contact form you can reach out through if you prefer that. By phone, 462-0044. I apologize. Need more coffee. And other than that, you know, any of our employees or staff is probably the best advocate for what we do. So, you know, ask people. I mean, I always say word of mouth is the best advertising you can get. So, you know, if you've got a child or a family member or a friend, you know, that's looking for resources, give us a call. You know, an employer or a business or organization that needs to fill positions or, you know, just looking to... Even, you know, we say diversity, equity, and inclusion has been a big thing these days, right? In
Correct.
The workforce. People want to include people. Challenge has been doing it for 60 years.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Call us. Reach out.
All right. So, Stephanie Schrage, Michelle Whitman, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate your time and appreciate the important work you're participating in.
Thank you for having us.
So if you will stay with us, we'll be back with more coming up on the Big Z. Doug Jenkins is going to come in sometime. I don't know when. We'll do the Big Five, but we'll take a break right now. Go get a Coke or something. Come right back. Don't stray too far from your radio, and we'll be back doing what we do best. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, gather round and let me tell you a tale of...